And what is a challenger like you doing all the way out here? You look like a lost little puppy. What's wrong? Did you get scared of the big bad fight and wanted to retreat? That seems a little careless and pathetic. Did no one teach you to never turn your back on the enemy? Yet here you are, walking right into me. Are you listening? You know, it's no fun when you don't try to take a dig back at me. It just makes this weird. Boring. Come on then. What say you? You seem a little broken. Normally it's my job to do the breaking, yet. What's wrong, big one? You aren't saying anything. You know, I'm not really fond of the mother's instinct, but something tells me you have slightly more to offer me than your moping around. Do you want to talk, or am I going to have to leave you? Fine, your choice. Stupid brat. I have bigger things to deal with. A puny little man could never entertain a girl like me. I don't care how weak and vulnerable he is. How susceptible. Useless. Say, kid, I don't think I'm done with you just yet. Something piqued my interest, and I'm not quite sure what it is. You see, I normally like when my men are alive and kicking, yet dear. Quite frankly, you seem like dead meat. What's wrong? You can tell me. Evelyn can take care of you now, if it gets you out of this miserable state of mind. I much prefer it when there's a chase. And I get to have fun, but this? No. No thanks. Come on, don't you want to be fun for me? Fine, sit there. Let's see if I can do some tricks. I'm far from oblivious, and it seems like you've been missing out on some much-needed touch. Seems like you've got too much going on up in here in order to appropriately act. I want to make you act once more. It's not that hard, as I'm sure you could imagine. Now first, I want you to breathe. What do you hear around you? Can you hear me? Can you hear my breathing? Feel my presence. What about my nails going through your hair? Can you feel each finger going over your scalp? gently and slowly moving over, one after another, providing some undivided attention. Did I tell you, Challenger, why I do anything? It's the hunter-prey mentality for me. There's so much thrill I get from the chase, from the allure. What do you think of my form? Isn't it quite fitting? Would you not be attracted to me and under any other circumstance? I love being perceived as irresistible. What do you find irresistible in life? Can you think of anything? What are you attracted to that you just can't seem to get enough of? It doesn't even have to be for your satisfaction. No, no. Don't be silly. Everyone has a crux. Something they fall oh so far for. What do you fall for, Challenger? Come now. Let me sit in front of you. Look at you, pitiful still. You never looked into someone else's face for a while. Look how defeated you are. It's almost impressive. Imagine me feeling sorry for someone else. You're good, Challenger. There. Let me take care of you. If only just for a moment, though. What comes to your mind when I rub over your ears? Do you feel squished? Maybe? Trapped? Confined. Or say, nurtured. I mean, you're completely in my arms. I could finish you right now, but I simply don't want to. I'm not sure what I want to do with you yet, so just enjoy this moment for me. Hey, Challenger, I've been needing someone to do the grunt work. Are you for hire? I've been sizing you up the moment I saw you, but now that I've been able to have such a close inspection of you, I really like what I see. I must admit, it gets kind of lonely. I'm sure you understand. Such long and lonely nights. All on my own, and all I would need is one more body right next to me. Is that what you want? To be a comfort to another person? I mean, am I not comforting you now? I've been so nice to you, so kind. And you won't even consider such a proposition from myself. Think it over for me, okay? I can offer lots more than just a nice body to cuddle at night. And I'm sure you can think of the rest for me. Let me go behind you once more. Just why are you so tense? Just relax. Focus on my voice. What I'm doing to you. Come be a part of my embrace. Such caring gestures. Gentle touches, a longing for more. I have to confess, when someone is all mine, that's when the real fun starts for me. I get to do absolutely anything I please. No one can tell me otherwise. Those who deny me, well, they aren't here to tell you what happened now, are they? Aren't going to waste. I must confess, it's making me feel better doing this to you. Is this what it's like when you're nice to people? I could do oh so much more for you. What say you, Challenger? Do you want to come back with me? I could show you so much more in life. I can fill that void you so crave to be full. You've never experienced such things before. Limitless possibilities you could have with me. Doesn't it inspire you? Fill you with so much curiosity at the prospect of a whole new life. Let me put it this way. You're a burned out challenger. No future. A dead end. Nothing going for you. If, however, you let me do as I please with you, I can take care of you, pamper you, take care of all your little whims. Surely you know what decision you have to make. Embrace me, challenger. Stand up and embrace me.